Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Fridays. So the group that puts on the annual Memorial Day weekend music festival in Old Sacramento, they say they're in danger of going out of business. Now, this comes a week after Old Sacramento scrapped the annual Labor Day weekend event called Gold Rush Days. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're talking about here sort of the traditional, what they call bookend events of the Sacramento tourism season. And these are unrelated issues, but put together, they add up to some bad news, I think, for the tourism industry here. First, the Convention Bureau, as we've reported, you know, pulled the plug on Gold Rush Days because of the drought. Organizers usually bring in tons of dirt for the streets on that weekend, and they needed water to control it, the dust. So there's that. And then there's the Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society, which says it's $80,000 in the hole and may shut its doors. The group has really been struggling with its annual event, which started 4 decades ago as the Sacramento Dixieland Jazz Jubilee. So after a couple of name changes, it's now called the Sacramento Music Festival.
What does this mean for tourism this year? I mean, these two events both bring in a lot of people to town.
There's certainly a lot at stake. You know, Gold Rush Days usually draws over 110,000 people, for example, and last year's music festival attracted bigger crowds than it has in some time. The Convention Bureau has renamed the Labor Day event this year Americana, and probably a lot of visitors will show up and not know the difference. Others may be confused by what's going on and stay away, so probably the numbers will be down there. The Memorial Day event has seen some improvement in the last couple of years, but numbers are way down from what we saw in the sort of the heyday of the Jazz Jubilee. So, you know, that gets into some demographic issues affecting all of the performing arts. You know, it's remarkably similar to the sort of calls for help that we're seeing from the symphony and opera. You know, and in both cases, music audiences are changing, and organizations that produce events for them have to change or go out of business.
Well, another kind of event that draws big crowds are runs for charity, like Sacramento's annual Run to Feed the Hungry on Thanksgiving morning. But the Business Journal this week reports that for-profit events are competing with those races for attention. So are charity runs seeing fewer people participate?
Some of them are. And again, it's partly a problem of a changing audience. You know, for serious runners, it's about the race or about the cause. For a growing number of young people, though, these events are just about having fun. I didn't even realize this until we did the story, but a bunch of companies make money staging events around the country. They like zombie runs and crazy obstacle races. There's even an acronym for this called MOB runs, for mud, obstacles, and beer. So our reporter Sonia Sorich looked into this and found that there are some concerns that these companies are hurting the more traditional charity runs. But there's also a hint that the charities could continue to raise money this way if they adapt, perhaps by hiring these new companies to run their events, some sort of a hybrid.
Also this week, we learned that some local developers are interested in helping the state solve the problem it has with that notorious Board of Equalization building downtown. What's the latest?
It's a familiar story. This is a 25-story building on N Street that has had all kinds of problems for years, mold and leaky pipes and windows falling out. And there's a lawsuit in the works by employees against the state agency that's in the building, the Board of Equalization. And the board has been pushing for a move out into new offices. So Roger Dickinson, the Sacramento Assemblyman, has a bill that would address some of these problems by inviting developers to propose solutions. And along the way, they're going to have to find a solution to the fact that the state owes $77 million to bondholders on the building still. Despite how difficult this problem is, several developers have shown some initial interest. The outfit that runs McClellan Park, for instance, says it has 1 million square feet of space that could accommodate all those workers. You could perhaps move them out and then fix the building or perhaps demolish the building and rebuild it. So we're a long way from a solution to this problem, but we're seeing some hints of an exit route.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.